This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And listen to this editorial. Quote, "The potential strike by the United States against Syria, despite strong opposition from many countries and major political and religious leaders, including the Pope, will result in more innocent victims and escalation, potentially spreading the conflict far beyond Syria's borders. A strike would increase violence and unleash a new wave of terrorism. It could undermine multilateral efforts to resolve the Iranian nuclear problem and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and further destabilize the Middle East and North Africa. It could throw the entire system of international law and order out of balance." Now, while you're thinking about who made that statement, it's not from some Republican senator thinking about voting against a resolution on a U.S. military strike in Syria. Neither is it an impassioned call from an anti-war Democrat who believes President Obama has betrayed his principles by involving the U.S. in the Syrian civil war. It's from Russian leader Vladimir Putin in an op-ed piece for our partner, The New York Times. The statement maintains Putin's high profile in this controversy as the United Nations begins to put together a resolution that could control and destroy Syria's chemical weapons. With us on the line to discuss the piece is Stephen Lee Myers, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Stephen, quite a step.
Yeah, and as you read in the passage, he doesn't hold back much. He makes his points very clear, a warning about the effects of a potential strike by the United States and others against Syria.
Now, he attempts deliberately to use some of the arguments that had already been used by some senators. Is there an additional message he's trying to deliver here?
You know, what I think is really striking about this is that, you know, Vladimir Putin doesn't make a lot of statements like this in op-eds for the New York Times. I actually looked, and the last time he wrote one was when he was prime minister in 1999 about the war in Chechnya. So it's rare for him. And he says at the very beginning that he feels like there hasn't been enough communication between the two countries and the two societies. And he took this occasion to explain himself directly to the American people through the pages of the New York Times editorial board.
And one of his arguments was that the fighters that we are ostensibly supporting are not fighting for democracy, most of them. He said this is not a battle for democracy. And he said that most of the fighters, as some U.S. senators have described, are in fact much more interested in a kind of jihadist agenda. Here's a response from a U.S. senator, Senator Robert Menendez, the head of the Foreign Relations Committee, on CNN last night.
I got an email with what President Putin had to say, and I have to be honest, we had dinner, and I almost wanted to vomit. The reality is I worry when someone who came up to the KGB tells us what is in our national interest and what is not.
That's interesting to me in the sense that he's not really dealing with the argument. He's just saying, oh, he's a KGB guy. We don't have to listen to him.
Well, I mean, I think it's fair to point out that President Putin wasn't saying what was in the United States' national interest. He was saying very clearly what was in Russia's national interest. And in his mind, the most important issue, and he repeats it several times in this essay, is that all military interventions either have to be justified by self-defense or authorized by the United Nations Security Council, where, of course, Russia has a veto. And in his argument, in his view, the United States or other countries in coalitions intervening in conflicts around the world to overthrow governments is an unacceptable extension of power.
One of the things that I found most interesting is how he took on the president's call, and it's certainly not President Obama's exclusive kind of rhetoric, that America has an exceptionalist role to lead the world in some moral vision. He described this as fundamentally dangerous for the entire world.
You know, what's really interesting is I heard today that Putin wrote this himself in Russian. It was translated, obviously, and that he very much wanted to respond directly to the president's speech the other day. And as President Obama made clear, he feels like the United States has a special role in the world. And Vladimir Putin simply disagrees with that.
Finally, he says this that might have come from someone in Iowa. Who have been calling Congress people's offices really worried about the possibility of this intervention. Putin writes, "It is alarming that military intervention in internal affairs in foreign countries has become commonplace for the United States. Is it in America's long-term interest? I doubt it."
You know, it's interesting that the reaction here in Moscow today, this has gotten a lot of attention locally because, you know, again, it's rare for him to do this, even in Russia, to write an essay like this. At the same time, I do believe that Putin's audience here was the world. He was trying to reach, as he said, to the American people and to American officials there as this debate unfolds.
Stephen Lee Myers, Moscow bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.